I am Father Kevin Shumig. I'm pastor of Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Macedonia, Ohio. Our reading for this Tuesday is from John's Gospel. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" Jesus answered and said to Nicodemus, "You are a teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this. Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." True love is free. Jesus willingly chose to enter his passionate death on the cross for the love of us. Jesus in the gospel is very clear about this truth. Jesus' life is not taken from me. He intends to enter the cross and resurrection in the Spirit of God for us. Jesus does not endure punishment on our behalf, nor does the Father take vengeance for our sins. Death, the enemy of God in us, is abolished and absolved through Jesus' freedom to die for us. In sacred response, let us freely choose Jesus' love on the cross. The wind blows freely. Jesus' love is free. Holiness is not something we do. Jesus freely bestows his love upon us. He makes us holy. Jesus refers in the gospel to a sacred sign of God in the people of Israel. They desired and sinned in the desert. The journey was too much for them. Serpents bit them and many died. Moses took a serpent on a pole, lifted it up, and God healed and revealed mercy. Jesus is lifted up on the cross as our sacred sign of God's love. Look to the cross, as many of us did on Good Friday, and see the glory of God.